Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bava Basra. Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah is a derech harabim oiveres betoich sadei. I have a field. In the middle of my field is a road, a public road. In other words, the tzibur had always walked through the field, about Tanur explains. They have a chazaka to pass through here. So again, Mishnah is a derech harabim, if someone had a public path, oiveres, that's how it is, it has already been established that it passes through Betoich Sadeyu, through his field. Now, he didn't want people walking through his field, so he didn't take away the path, but he moved it to the side. Nitala, he took the path. V'nosalem minatzad, he said, listen, you can't walk in this path in the middle, but you can walk on the path that is on the side of my field. I'll give you another path. I'll make another path for you. Zakta Mishnah, that was a big mistake. It's good to ask a Rav before you do something, because in this case, Mashe Nosan, Nosan, what he gave, he gave. The public now has the new path on the side. V'shaloi lo higiyoi, but he doesn't get his path, the one that he took away, the one that was in the middle. He doesn't get it back. The public now has two paths, one in the middle of the field and one on the side. That's because he was over the halacha. The halacha is meitzer shechziku by rabim, also the kalkulai. Can't take away something that the rabim has a chazaka. Let's say I sell my friend a derech through my field. How much do I have to give him? 4 amis. The width of the path, unless we made up a feirish otherwise, that it's wider or narrower, but stam, if I just said I'm selling you a path through my field, it has to be wide 4 amis. That's about 8 feet. Derech harabim, if this is supposed to be a public road, then sheish esrayam. And it has to be far wider than 4 amis. So let's say I made a deal with the city or the town that I live in. You can build a road through my property. That public road has to be 16, at least 16 amis wide. Sakta Mishavaiter Derech HaMelech, if it's a path for the king, then ain't Lashir. The rule is, Melech Poiretz Geder. A king can even break down fences if he has to get from one place to the other. So there are no shiurim when it comes to a Derech HaMelech, if the king is coming through. Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. Also a path for people that are traveling to bury someone. They're carrying a mace to bury him. There's no shir. That's a Takanas Chachamim. That's the covet of the mace. Now, they're not allowed to break down fences the way a king can. But they could walk over even plants. They don't have to turn to the side. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah HaMaimed. What is Maimed? When he used to come back from a Kfura, the minig was to stop and sit 7 times. And they would say a hesped for the person that was nifter. Each time. The word maimed means to stand up. In other words, they came to a stop. So suppose someone sold an area on his field to be able to do this minig of a maimed. How big does that area have to be? The yoni tzipari yomru, the dayonim of tzipari ruled base arba kavan. The seller has to give him an area large enough to plant 4 kav of grain. The batnura says that's 50 amis by 33 and a half amis. Incidentally, why did they stop 7 times? It's keneged what the pasuk says in Kehelas. Shlomo HaMelech, who had every conceivable pleasure in the world, said, it's nonsense. After a while, you get sick of anything that's gashmias. It's all havalim. And 7 times, we have the term hevel at the beginning of Kehelas. So, quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone has a derech in the middle of his field that the rabbi already has a chazaka on, it's not a good idea to try to move it to the side. Because what's going to happen is, now they're going to have 2 drachim, one in the middle and one off to the side. They keep the one on the side and you don't get the one in the middle back. If someone sells a private person a path through a field, and they didn't specify a width, it would be 4 amis. If he sells it for a rabbim to build a road, it would be 16 amis. We said Derech HaMelech, where the king goes, there's no shir. King can go wherever he wants. He can even break down gates. Also, people carrying a mess to be buried, there's no shir, but they can't break down any gates. And if someone sells an area for the maimed, as we explained, is where they stop 7 times and do a hesped on the mace. So the Dayani Tzipari said, Beis Arba Kavin, it has to be an area where you can plant 4 kav.